brother who's been with us before, and I've been looking forward to him. Would you come and preach us the word of God, please?
Thanks.
Thank you. King's kids are dismissed. Thank you very much. Yes.
Would you please turn in the Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 35. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verse 35. And I knew Annette's mom, went to church with her for years. She's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so much illness lately, and now she's with Jesus. Praise God for that. We've got a few people here today that knew Annette's mom. Many. Really, now I know God is working. I've had a series of three bad hair days, and now I feel like it today is almost okay. There's one part of it's a little unruly. We're looking like the Donald Trump of Orange County there for a little bit, but I'm doing all right. And by the way, I appreciate a lot. So many people say such nice things and welcome me and pray for the message. But you know, I think we're doing. I've got my giraffe tie on. This will look like a pattern to you, just an undistinguishable pattern. But if you come up and look at it closely after the service, you see it's a bunch of giraffes. And I won't mind if you come up while I'm talking to somebody and you're going like that. I won't mind. Because this is very one of my most impressive ties, if not the most impressive that I've got. So I wanted you wouldn't, I had to explain that because you wouldn't be able to tell from where you're sitting. And I try to think of different things to say while you're turning to, are we at John 1, chapter 1, verse 35 yet?
Yes.
I got a few more things I could say too. But as long as we're there, okay, let's get rolling. It's a great passage, a very interesting passage. I'm going to read a long part of it, a little extra, because I want you to get an idea for what's going on here as Jesus meets his first disciples here in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 35. Again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. That's John the Baptist. And he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" Verse 39, he said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him,